Well, it's 5 o'clock. Okay. I've called the meeting to order. First on our agenda is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve that or any discussion about that before?
I'll move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Agenda motion carries. The next on our agenda is approval of the minutes from our September 15th meeting. Any questions on the minutes, or is there a motion to approve those?
Madam Chair, I'll move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on that? I'll take a vote on that. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries to approve the minutes. The next is to approve the new people that Karen, or positions that Karen has written here. Is this individual, each one of these we're going to approve individually, or?
You can do it as a package if you want. That's how we set it up.
Okay. Is there any questions or comments about these new people? Karen's the one who walks the walk every day with these people.
I can give you a brief overview and then answer questions. I don't know how much time you want me to spend on it. So if you remember, distribution was an orphaned department with the departure of Aaron Murphy in the accounting role. Linda's taken on the accounting duties, but we have decided to merge the circulation and distribution departments together to cover the distribution department. So this would result in an increase in responsibilities for the existing circulation coordinator position and the distribution assistant. How much detail do you guys want? You want me to keep going?
10,000-foot view, probably.
Okay.
There's a lot in the packet.
Yeah, there's a lot here. On page 7, you can see the organizational chart as it is now. Our goal is, and on page 9, there is a breakout of the impacted positions. So it's the accounting and distribution supervisor, used to supervisor, the distribution department. The HR specialist in the HR department is someone who retired in June. And then the patron services supervisors had originally split supervision of St. Cloud. Circulation was under Ryan, and Rachel supervised circulation. Ryan supervised patron services. What we're proposing to do is on page 11, that would make accounting just the accounting department. We would choose not to fill that HR specialist position. We would then put Brandy in charge of all of St. Cloud, which would include circulation and patron services as well as distribution. And then Ryan would take either the north or the south, and then we're working to fill the other position that was left vacant by Rachel. The biggest changes are for the circulation distribution coordinator, as I said, and then the distribution assistant would now supervise the drivers rather than the accounting and distribution supervisor. The other change that's proposed is to upgrade the circulation assistant position. That's not directly related to distribution, but it would bring that position in line with what is on our other public service desks, not only in St. Cloud, but at the same rate that's paid at our branches. Right now, that position's very limited in what it can do in a public service role. And with more people coming into the library and using only the first floor in the grab-and-go environment, it would allow us to provide better service on that first floor, in addition to be able to float people between desks as we're seeing more vacancies as a result of quarantines and such. So this would be roughly, it would be budget neutral, especially since the HR position will not be filled. There will be some costs in the end in terms of filling the accounting role and filling the vacant patron services supervisor. But once we're all said and done, the net change would still be an ultimate cost savings. It's hard to say how much, though, because we don't know what the pay rates will be. So that's the high level.
Madam Chair, if I may, on page 13, or in number 11, maintain security of public areas. Is that an addition to, is that something new?
It increases the role for the circulation and distribution coordinator. It adds the role to the distribution assistant position, and it adds the role to the circulation assistant position. So more people would have security as part of their job responsibilities as a result of this change, which also benefits us from a patron service perspective.
Well, can you brief me on how security takes place with these people? What do they do? Go around and make sure that there's...
They do roving. In circulation right now, if a security incident happens on the first floor, they call for a supervisor on duty. That could be the circulation coordinator, but they're only here 40 hours a week and we're open 59. Often it means they're calling someone from patron services upstairs. So this would allow them to be a supervisor on duty, not just at the circulation coordinator level, but also the distribution assistant could be backup, even though they're not a primarily public service role, in addition to those people who are actually at the front desk when you walk in the door who see most of the stuff happening in the lobby. So we'll have to train the staff. Mm-hmm. We would propose that the coordinator and assistant roles would be effective starting Monday, assuming the full board passes it on Tuesday. So it would be somewhat retroactive. We would not elevate the circulation assistant role until the beginning of the budget year. Partly we want to train the staff in order to be able to do the extra duties, and partly just with pay increases, it would be easier to just do it all at once at the beginning of that first payroll of the year. That helps.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Madam
Chair.
Michael.
Thank you. You know, and I'm glad to see some of these changes, because when I first got on this board, I was always scratching my head. How can we let people loiter around here that weren't doing library actions? You get the Metro. If you look like you're just nodding off, they're go. And then, of course, then we had the fire. It's like you gotta morph this, because it's not a homeless shelter. You know, we've got to make sure that the rest of the patrons that come in here feel safe, and there's a program. So I'm happy that there's the addition of this in there. So you got more checks and balances to make sure that more people are watching to make sure this place is safe.
And I can say that 5 years ago, the circulation coordinator then had put this forward as a department budget request. Mm-hmm. We had at that time started a cross-training program that has fallen by the wayside. It just, without the structural things to support it, there isn't going to be that natural cross-training across the desk, because it always feels like you're taking a step down if you've been promoted to work at that other desk. So now it's more of a level playing field across the whole staff in St. Cloud. We have talked about it in detail with the staff. These are union positions. We've let the union know, and we've answered all the questions that have come up.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jeff.
First of all, thank you, Karen, for the very top of that. That was something I tried to do two or three years ago, where you put that the residents in the authority. It used to be, before Karen, it was the executive director and all the staff. The board wasn't recognized and the taxpayers weren't recognized. So thank you for carrying that forward and doing that. That is the way it is. What's the amount? What's the total amount, Karen? I know it's cost neutral, but what was the total savings by not filling the positions? And then what is the pay grade increases? What are we talking, 50,000?
It's, you know, honestly, it's a moving target. But I'll give you, I've got the tally out here.
But it wouldn't take place until 2022.
Yeah, like the upgrade to just the coordinator and the assistant is about $18,725. The upgrade from the circulation assistants to the associate position is about $10,000. The total positions that are open right now, which would be Erin's position, well, actually, Linda's former position, because she's in Erin's coordinator role as an interim. So it's the specialist position, Rachel's position, and the HR position is, with benefits, $183,665. So when we're all done with this, I think we're going to save about $78,000. But I don't know what we're hiring our new staff at yet.
Say that last number. Not the 78,000, the other.
The 183,665.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what's open, kind of open at the moment.
Got it. But in your statement, what I read is it's cost neutral, Madam Chair, if I made it, and then the potential cost savings wouldn't come into effect until the 2022 budget.
Right, because this is all budgeted through next year already.
Okay.
And we'll make those adjustments as we do the base budgeting. Hopefully we have all of the staff hired so we can do that calculation. But I'm estimating it'll still save us about $78,000 when we're all done.
So did you have any comments on that?
Really appreciate the work on it. I know we've been trying to get here for quite some time over this, these last number of months. So great work.
Thanks.
I think you've done a lot of research and work, and it's going to definitely improve the flow of the workloads of everybody here. So
it's the right time for this idea.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate any difficulty in hiring these?
The accounting one, we are starting interviews tomorrow. We're close to making an offer in the patron services supervisor position. You know, it's hard to say how that plays out once you make the offer, though. We have had applicants for both positions.
Great.
So after that discussion, is there, we can approve all three of these as a package?
Yeah.
Is there a motion to do that or any further questions?
I'll move, Madam Chair.
Bruce, is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on that? Otherwise, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So next, we will close.
Yep, and Julie will stay on the phone to talk you through the part where I leave the room.
if Julie's,
you're still there, right, Julie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
We need a motion to close.
Is there a motion to close the meeting for a performance review of the Executive Director, Karen Punsack?
I'll make that motion. Oh, sorry.
Boy, that was fast.
First, second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We'll close the meeting at what time?
11.
Okay, when we were open. So I made a motion to reopen the meeting, and then we're going to announce the time, which is 6 o'clock now, or 5:58, and the meeting is reopened. Is there any further business?
I'd just like to ask, with the governor's new directives today, how that will affect the library, if any?
I haven't seen the full emergency order, but I don't believe it'll impact us directly because we haven't gotten to the point of opening meeting rooms or doing programming, which would be the group gathering piece, unless there's something specific in the guidance about places of public accommodation. I believe we'll be keeping our service levels the same. The thing that's impacting service levels right now mostly are staff vacancies. We've had people out on quarantine and haven't been able to open a library as recently as
like
Monday.
Like everybody else. So.
Yeah, and so that's our biggest challenge. We are trying to fill some of those positions just so we can have a little more double coverage. And then we have a couple of locations where we've had issues with mask compliance. So we have a couple of libraries where they have doorbell service. You have to ring the doorbell and be wearing a mask before we'll let you in. But other than that, I don't anticipate that today's mandate to change anything that we're doing right now.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Next time there's a pandemic, just say no.
Okay, next meeting is January 19th, 2021. And with that, if there's no further discussion, I will close the meeting
okay.
at 6 o'clock.
Adjourn the meeting.
Adjourn.
Yep.